Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. We human beings haven't have the right definition of the happiness. Usually, when we hear the word happiness, we imagine, okay, we have a nice house, we have a nice car, nice family, what else? Enough money, what else? Etc. All those the phenomenon or the material fulfillment is equal to the happiness in our image in general. Sadly, this is the definition of the happiness in the modern days or human being at the moment. But actually, the house, car, the money, etc., those kind of things are something that we suffer. You suffer if you don't have it. So people think that to be fulfilled, those materials is equal to happiness. Yes, when you are starving, in starvation, and if you are food are given, all that moment, you'll be so happy. When you're broke and won the lottery of $1 million, oh, you feel so happy. However, the human beings will get used to any stimulation. Therefore, to be fulfilled continues long time, the happiness you felt isn't the happiness. It's not going to be the cause of your happiness anymore. If every day, if you're full of your stomach every day, even you are giving the food, you don't feel happy anymore. So to be fulfilled materialistically isn't the definition of the happiness. Well, some people who has very good sensitivity, spirituality, they know from the beginning that fulfilling the material isn't equal to the happiness, so they don't chase it. But usually people think one or the other. For example, if you live for your spiritual development, people usually think that you have to give up the fulfillment of the materials, seek for the enlightenment is to give up the happiness of the real life. People have this image, either enlightenment or the happiness of the real world. Usually people think one or the other, but this is totally misunderstanding of the reality of the universe. If your heart is fulfilled with gratitude, if you have a richness of the heart, for the giving heart, altruism, well, or altruistic heart, your physical life will be also fulfilled. Actually, this is the principle of the universe. But who made this mistake? Who misleaded people, human beings, to let us choose one or the other, spirituality or material, or God, or Buddha, or the real life, enlightenment, or the happy life, including the physical happiness. Human beings were misled, you know? How? By whom? By the religion. Actually, we human beings now have to be awakened that existence itself is the spirit, 100% spirit. Therefore, we need to make clear the way, and that we be able to let our richness of the heart be able to manifest as also in the physical life, to create a good future, create a good destiny. We have to show to the children of the planet that this is true, this is possible. It's not one or the other. We be able to be happy in spirituality and happy both in physically. Why God or Buddha or Great Spirit of the Universe want us to be poor if we are living spirituality? The Great Spirit of the Universe are wishing badly to give you all the richness of the heart, all the richness of your physical life as well. To awaken to this, you need to awaken that our existence, the body, is 100% the spirit. Well, the workshop of Tao Shats and Flame of Hope, we let people experience that, how much power we be able to gain by imagining or recognizing that our body, our existence is 100% spirit. Just even think about it, we can be super powerful. We will gain the super powerful healing power or ki energy power. Just even think about it, people become super powerful. It means that if you live with it, how much you become powerful? You have to approve it yourself in your life and show to other people that this way of living is makes you most shine your life. It's because you are live based on the faith that existence or body and or body is 100% spirit. Your existence is 100% spirit. You be able to receive the unification of the Great Spirit of the Universe, and you can unify it with the majestic power of the Great Spirit of the Universe. And you can shine your life, not only your life, but shine the people around you, shine the whole universe. Each one of us you have this potential. Please let the universe shine. Please let awaken your potential to shine the whole universe, your life, and also people around you. Thank you.